This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey! Welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Happy Monday, boo. Happy whatever day it is for you. One day I'm gonna start the podcast and I'm gonna say something completely different, right? Like I'm not gonna be like, hey girl, hey. I'm gonna come off the cuff and I'm gonna just say some wild stuff to see if anybody catches it. But I hope wherever you are in the world, boo, you are doing great and you're healthy and you're thriving. And if you're not feeling with it today, I hope you hang in there until things do start to feel better, because they will. Be so nice to yourself today. Sometimes I have to remind myself that, like, before I get out of bed, I'm like, okay, how can I be nice to myself today? What do I need today? And how can I give myself what I need? Sometimes I write it out on a little post-it and I stick it on my computer just as a little reminder throughout the day. And it could be, you know, today I need to give myself grace. Today I need to be more patient with myself. Today I need to push myself. You know what I'm saying? So give yourself what you need today. We will give everybody else what they need. And I just want to make sure that you don't forget about you. Okay, fun fact about me, boo. I love watching RuPaul's Drag Race. I am a big fan of the show, even bigger fan of RuPaul. And I'm ashamed to admit that I just started watching the show in November. I know. But y'all, they have all the seasons on Paramount. So just on a whim, one day turned it on to go to sleep. I ended up staying up watching like 5 episodes that night. And I started from season 1. But now I'm happy to report I'm on season 12 and I'm just using Drag Race as an example, but I feel like this happens on any type of competition show. When someone in the competition is in the bottom 2 and the judges ask like, what's going on? What's wrong? You're so much better than this. And they always start crying. And they're like, oh, I just never thought I would be here. I never thought I would make it to this stage. All my life, I battled with feeling insecure and I don't feel like I deserve it. And I just never thought I'd be standing here today. And they almost self-sabotage their spot in the show, not because of their talent, not because of their lip sync, not because of their makeup, but because of something they believe in their minds. They don't believe that they belong, that they aren't good enough, that they're out of place. And as an outsider looking in, I'm like, girl, get it together. You are on national television. What do you mean? However, when I turn off the TV and I start moving around my day today, I will feel the exact same way. It's taken me some time to get adjusted to my place. One, because it's a new environment, but 2, because it's such a cool building. And to be so honest and completely vulnerable with you, I've never lived in a place like this. I've never had a doorman. I've never lived anywhere with a view. The last view I had from my childhood room was of the dumpsters in the back of the building. And I'm not used to being addressed as Miss Legs when I enter a room. And not saying any of that to brag. I'm saying that so you can understand, because I had never had anything like this in my life before. Now that I am here, it feels very strange sometimes. Sometimes when I see other people on the elevator, I just feel out of place. And that's so wild to believe. I know, because my name is on the lease, but it's just how I feel sometimes. And it's a mind thing.
Sometimes our minds, the thoughts that we allow ourselves to sit with, will make us uncomfortable or believe that we don't belong or feel out of place in a season that we prayed for. Our minds will have us hating on our own excellence and looking at others like, well, dang, she got it together. She comes from this background or that background. She looks comfortable. She must be happy. So something must be wrong with me. I must be doing something wrong. I must not be good enough. And we allow those thoughts to do the Cupid shuffle in our minds. And we slowly start stepping back from opportunities, seasons, and blessings that were meant for us instead of pushing those thoughts aside and stepping up. There was an event in my building lobby when I first moved in to come meet other residents, and I went to see what it was about. As soon as I got down there, those thoughts quite literally started to do the Cupid shuffle in my mind. I feel out of place. No one looks like me. They all seem to be having a great time, laughing with each other, getting a couple of stares. Okay, not the friendliest group of people. And in my head, I'm like, this ain't your event, boo. Go back upstairs. No one is passing the vibe check. I don't really feel welcome right now. Let me go ahead and call it a day. So I acted like I wasn't even there for the event, went to check my mailbox, and I hightailed it right back to my place. I was lying in bed that night, kind of mad at myself for giving up and checking out so early, wishing I had sat down and introduced myself, networked with some of these people. But the whole time, my mind was telling me, run, girl, run. This ain't for you. These aren't your people. They got money, probably trust funds. You're nothing like them. They won't relate to you. So instead of letting these people see me for who I am and show them what I'm made of, where I come from, how I do things, I retreated and I counted myself out. Let me tell you something, boo. If you find yourself in a spot where you don't really feel like you belong, and maybe you feel a bit out of place, maybe at work, maybe at an event, maybe while creating content or working with brands, and your mind is telling you, run, girl, run. Don't do it. Stay right where you are. Don't take a step back. Don't hide. Don't cower in your house like I did. I was laying in bed that night, mad at myself, but realized I may not have felt like I belonged in that room with everyone else, but I was still in that room with everyone else. You feel me? Just because you perceive someone to be richer than you, better educated, or come from a certain background, or have a certain amount of followers or subscribers or what have you, does not correlate to them being smarter or more effective or a better leader or a better person than you, or that they are more deserving than you, or that they belong more than you do. If you find yourself feeling small in a room with people who may not look like you or talk like you or have the same background as you do, look around, sis. You are still in the room. You are still in the same room as them. You know what I'm saying? You are still in the same room, sitting on the same couch, breathing the same air. And instead of feeling like an imposter, like you're the one who doesn't belong, shift your perspective and remember, you're here just like the rest of these people. You may not have what they have. You may not have the degree. You may not have the access or the salary, but you've got what you've got. And if what you've got you here to the same address that everyone else is currently present in, there is no one else more deserving than you are. I was listening to an episode on NPR's Code Switch called The Women Behind the Montgomery Bus Boycott. And when I say I was tapped in from the moment I pressed play, When we think about the bus boycott, we think about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King, but we never really learned how this bus boycott was organized. But in this episode, you hear directly from the many women who organized for months and did what it took to make this bus boycott happen. And y'all, I was locked in the entire time. If you're interested in hearing more stories like this, you have to check out NPR's podcasts. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Stories of joy, stories of resilience, stories that are distinct and varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. In therapy, I learned that I need facts to prove myself wrong sometimes, right? And that means sometimes my mind will be like, Ash, you don't deserve this. And my mind will tell me, don't get comfortable. This isn't for you. They're looking at you funny. But the facts are, you worked to get here, right? The facts are, you put in the time. The facts are, you prayed for this. The facts are, what is meant for me, I will have. So sometimes, boo, when your mind is telling you one thing, you may have to think back and look at all the facts that you really have. Give yourself the proof, sis. Maybe it's not going to be an affirmation that works this time. Maybe it's going to be listing out all the things that make you a great person. Maybe it's listing out all the times it worked out before. Maybe it's listing out all of your accomplishments thus far. Maybe it's listing out the milestones that you've crossed. Sometimes we have to give ourselves proof when we don't feel big enough or good enough or deserving enough of the things that we have, the rooms we're in, the seasons that we enter. That, yes, we can do this. Yes, we can body this season of our lives. Yes, we can go bigger. Yes, we can see a blessing bigger than the ones we've seen before. Yes, we do deserve to be here. Yes, we do belong. This space, whatever space that you are in, was made for you, just like it was made for everybody else. Don't self-sabotage your way out of something that you rightfully earned, boo. Don't take yourself out of the race, count yourself out because you don't feel like you belong like everybody else. You're in the race too, just like them. They create content just like you. They may have senior vice president next to their name, but guess what? They are still an employee just like you, because they have to pay the IRS. Just like you. They still have moments when they don't feel good enough or that they don't belong, just like you do. They got to where they are just doing them. Now you get to where you're going, doing only what you can do. Keep those facts you know about yourself in your back pocket, and do not be afraid to slide your credentials across the table and let these people know who you are how you move, and how you do things. There was another event in the building literally this past weekend, and I went. This time I had to quiet my mind, like, girl, shut up. It's not that serious. Go be you. Go introduce yourself. Stand up, shoulders back, boobs up. This is your place too. This is your address too. Slide your credentials across the table and let these people know who you are and who you belong to. Wherever you are, boo, whatever space you are currently in, rest in the blessings. It's yours just as much as it's everyone else's. If they can be here, so can you. And if they can do it, you can too.
That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.